implications are rapidly growing economic relations with China and political relations with China and our long-standing security relations with the United States and close economic and diplomatic ties with Japan may become harder to all keep in line, especially if Japan and the United States start to take a harder line towards the rise of China. Australia wants to be best friends with us, with China, the United States, and Japan all at the same time. Yet it has little ability to shape how the three great powers see each other.
Malcolm Cook believes that while sales of uranium could provide considerable economic benefits for Australia, there are some potential roadblocks ahead.
The problems probably come both from a moral sense and from a domestic political sense in Australia. Certainly there are deep moral concerns both globally and within the Australian community about Australia's role as a uranium exporter, especially to countries that possess nuclear weapons, and that won't go away and will become a political issue. And the more immediate domestic political issue is that the Labour Party, which runs each state and thus the most important government level for uranium mining, has a long-standing policy of both no new uranium mines and of not selling uranium to new export markets, and yet it looks like South Australia, who wants to open up a new uranium mine, may be the first to move away from that long-standing policy, whereas Western Australia, who has some of the largest reserves in Australia, is still sticking to a very, as I say, long-standing and kind of iconic Labour Party policy. So for the Labour Party, it's going to certainly cause some problems.
For Friends of the Earth anti-nuclear campaigner Dr. Jim Green, there are no moral dilemmas. He says all sales of uranium to China should be banned.
There's an unacceptable risk that China will use Australian uranium for nuclear weapons. So we need to keep in mind that China has an arsenal of nuclear weapons. It's also got a really poor history of exporting nuclear technology to countries like Libya and Iran and North Korea and Pakistan. So as recently as 2003, the US was banning Chinese firms because of their record of transferring sensitive nuclear technologies. And the safeguard system is just not up to scratch. In fact, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said last year that the safeguards inspection system, which we would be totally reliant on, is, in his words, fairly limited.
The Lowy Institute's Malcolm Cook said that, in the main, Australians are not that proactive on human rights, so may not oppose uranium sales to China purely for this reason. However, Jim Green with Friends of the Earth says that it's one of a number of issues that contribute to negative public sentiments on the sale of uranium.
Well, I think it feeds into the Australian public's opposition to uranium sales to China. The most significant poll was carried out last year, and it had 53% opposition to uranium sales to China, 31% support, and about 16% undecided. So getting up close to a 2-to-1 ratio of opposition to support. And yeah, I'm sure the human rights feeds into that, and it's just an extraordinary record of approximately 2,000 executions every year. Instead of protecting whistleblowers, whistleblowers are persecuted.
Malcolm Cook with the Lowy Institute says despite efforts to keep human rights out of Australia's relationship with China, the issue may gain more prominence as serious free trade agreement negotiations get underway.
I think both governments will work very hard for it to stay out and make an argument that economic openness in China will be a long-term benefit to greater political openness and democracy. However, the Australia-China relationship, or the new one, still quite early and hasn't run into too many major problems. Certainly if the trade negotiations start to get more conflictual, especially over issues like agriculture, the political differences between Australia and China, which are very large, obviously China's not a democracy and its human rights record, something the Australian government's been concerned with quite quietly for a long time, may become public issues of public discussion and debate.